Phoneboy Speaks episode 969, The Wii U-Sized Hole in My Firewall. Nintendo was on my naughty list, the security naughty list, because in order to make their Wii U console actually work in terms of multiplayer online games, according to their website, you have to essentially forward all UDP ports on your router, the thing that's connected to the internet, and forward all of that to the Wii U in order for the games to work. There is no, like, forward a couple of ports, or, you know, like the Xbox, which, you know, even the Xbox complains, but it generally works. But there was no way that I could find to make it work so that you forward a couple of ports and be done. And I just had to forward all of them. There was no way around it. And NAT traversal, or universal plug and play, no, not secure. And DMZ mode, yeah, not secure. And I've got, checkpoint firewalls. I don't support either of those things. I didn't forward all the UDP ports. I think I just forwarded UDP high ports or something. And by the way, I connected the Wii U to a separate DMZ that, it's one of those things that you have to do in order to make, in order for it to be reasonably isolated in case somebody does manage to compromise that. Now, maybe I'm being a little overcautious with it, but I didn't necessarily want it on my internal network. And honestly, this is the kind of configuration that if there was a cyber UL, which, I know some of the InfoSec folks laughed at and said, that's, how do you even think about that? I think for consumer products, there needs to be something like this, right? There should be some minimum due care that when you plug something into your network, right, and you want it to be able to communicate, there should be some minimum level of, okay, this minimizes the risk, right? Opening all UDP ports is not, it's just asking for trouble, right? I mean, I don't want all the, I don't want to map all the UDP ports that way. And most, most other game consoles or most other things that you need to have an open connection for, they find some other way around it. Or, they only use a couple of ports and which is more, it seems to be a more standard approach. I don't know why Nintendo and their infinite wisdom requires all the ports. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And it's the kind of thing that, we as consumers need to call out Nintendo for stuff like this. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I'm surprised I haven't seen some other security person rant about this, right? I don't know, of course, it may be just that the Wii U is not all that popular, so nobody's looked at it. But it's the kind of thing that this is where a cyber UL kind of thing, where some minimum guidance would be really helpful, right? Because I can't look at, I can't buy any product, right, that connects to my network and figure out whether it's going to require, like, all of these things open up. And it's a hard thing to sort of encapsulate. But if something needs to connect to this from the internet, then that's something I want to know about, right? And that there should be, a disclosure on the box or something. I don't know how to do it in a way where, as a security aware person could look at it and a normal person not be completely overwhelmed by it and say, yeah, maybe I don't necessarily want this device on my network, right? You have to do a whole lot of research, really. I mean, and it's not even something that a normal consumer would do. It's only somebody, some crackpot like me, right, who cares about that. And, of course, all of the other, all of the, my InfoSec brethren who are gamers or have kids that are gamers, probably care too. But it's one of those things that you just don't think about. Right. And people don't think about it. And I'm not saying that, I think Nintendo could have exercised some due care and could have been, less lazy in their programming and made it work, the way that, everybody else does it, right? Is, make it use a couple of ports and be done with it, right? It doesn't seem like it's that hard of a problem to solve. It just seems like Nintendo got lazy. And, it's the kind of thing that, most consumers aren't going to notice or care about it or think that it's even wrong, right? It takes people like us to essentially call out Nintendo and say, hey, Nintendo, you're doing something that's really not best practices. So I would encourage those of you, those InfoSec people out there to maybe make a note to Nintendo and call them out for their really just poor security design of the Wii U in terms of how would they even support multiple Wii U's in the same household? If I had to map all the ports to one box or use the DMZ remote, how would I maybe use more than one of their devices? I mean, come on, Nintendo, that's just, forget the security issue. I mean, how would you not even, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. It drives me nuts. I've tried to do this podcast like three times and I'm already at 5 minutes, and that's long enough, but you get my point. You know, the Wii U is a kind of a crap show for the, you know, for security requirements for, you know, inbound connectivity. Yeah, you know, unfortunately there's no way around it. Hopefully Nintendo fixes this in a future release, but it's frustrating. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.